This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Hee-haw! This one coming to us from the Canadian Press. No title to the article. An advisory committee is calling on the Canada Revenue Agency to promote access to the disability tax credit in Indigenous communities and to develop tax credit assessments tailored for Indigenous claimants. The CRA's Disability Advisory Committee, which includes professionals and advocates, says in its second annual report, the Revenue Agency should fund community organizations with ties to Indigenous peoples to help individuals and communities understand and apply for the disability tax credit and other benefits. Committee Vice Chair Sherry Targum says the Revenue Agency should explore ways to collect data on disability tax credit applications submitted by Indigenous applicants. She recommends the government also expand the tax deduction list of work-related equipment disabled people often purchase to be able to do their jobs to keep pace with technological improvements. Torjum also says the federal government should pay retroactively the registered disability savings plans grant and bond portions for which an RDSP holder might be eligible, since the 2019 federal budget eliminated the requirement of qualifying for the disability tax credit to open an RDSP account. She says an advisory body should be established to address any emerging issues regarding how registered disability savings plans interact with the disability tax credit. And as I take that idea from this article and move it a little bit forward, 100% we should be promoting things like the RDSP and the disability tax credit more openly, more understandably, more transparently. There are a lot of federal entitlements that go along with the DTC. For example, that $600 payment that came out last fall to persons with disabilities was really framed around the disability tax credit. So to ensure that every individual with a disability who qualifies for this credit can get applications to it, all that information should certainly be more transparent and available for folks to go through that application process, as it has become a cornerstone for a lot of federal disability policy. You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.